I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey, folks. It's Andrew. That's my actual name. Did you know that? Do you care? Nah, I don't either. Anyway, backstage, getting made up before the big show. Tonight we've got Cheyenne Jackson from American Horror Story, who we haven't seen in a while on Watch What Happens Live. He's a huge Housewives fan. And he is on with Margaret, who is making her Clubhouse debut. You're being a little aggressive with that makeup brush.
So
Caroline,
it's on your eyelid.
I mean,
very gentle.
I know you're kind of painting it on me very harshly. Anyway, and then we've got Marge Senior behind the bar, which is, I mean, so exciting. We are having a debate right now about who I'm going to take the Shotsky with, because Cheyenne and Margaret are sober, so definitely Marge Senior. And someone just suggested putting pigtails on the gay shark and having the gay shark be the third, and I think since it's 20 minutes till showtime, I think that's the best idea. That gay shark costume was the best investment we've ever made. Now Watch What Happens Live. I wonder how many appearances the gay shark has made. And the gay shark gets a mention next week on the Dallas Housewives reunion. Anyway, I digress. I will see you on the show.
He's on American Horror Story Cult, and her hair does not resemble that of an adult. It's Watch What Happens Live with Margaret Josephs and Cheyenne Jackson now. Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse on the one-year anniversary of Donald Trump's election with two people I've been rushing to chat with. You see what I did there? My first guest is the new girl in Jersey who has blossomed in the Garden State like a rose with pigtails. It's her first time in the clubhouse, so please welcome Real Housewife of New Jersey, Margaret Josephs.
Thank you so much.
And my next guest cleans up super well, especially when you consider the last time we saw him, he was a bloody mess on American Horror Story Cult. Welcome back, Cheyenne Jackson. Great to see you. Welcome, your Clubhouse debut.
Thanks, Andy. I love being here with you. And gorgeous Cheyenne.
Cheyenne, what's your feeling about adult pigtails? You all in?
I'm a fan.
Okay.
The first thing I did is I walked up and I asked if I could pull them.
Oh, nice.
Of course, I'm going to let him pull my pigtails.
Yes. Well, when my mom is behind the bar, she sounds her horn when she's disapproving. But tonight, I invited another mom who is just plain horny, and I approve. It's Margaret's mom, Marge Senior. To see you.
I am so happy to be here. So I am the blonde grand dame tending the bar.
So first poll question actually is, based on what you saw tonight, can Margaret and Siggy move on with their friendship? It seemed like after your conversation with Dolores, Siggy was, you know, ready to kind of let you back in.
You know, when Dolores and I spoke, it seemed that way. And when she went to speak to Siggy, Siggy has two speeds, I think, hate and hater.
Okay.
So we'll have to see how it pans out.
Well, certainly, it's not going so well with the two of you. I will say that. And the audience says, no, this is not going to be able to move in.
They're very smart.
By the way, you may think your pigtails make you a powerhouse, but it seems not everyone agrees. You have taken so much crap on this show and on the show about the pigtails. Take a look, and I want your response.
Okay.
I call myself the powerhouse in pigtails.
Alice, it's so nice to meet you.
I just met a woman with pigtails.
I want to take her and pull on those pigtails until they come out of her head.
Margaret and her pigtails can go f*** themselves.
What are your thoughts on adult pigtails?
I don't like to judge people on their looks.
Yes.
I'll stop it there.
I can't stand it.
Not into it.
Not into it.
The pigtails are far out. We're not in the seventh grade. It's not gym class.
I love the pigtails because it suits her personality.
Shocking.
All right. Margaret, I will say this before you respond. Betsy Johnson, the fashion designer, tweeted tonight in support of your pigtails. She said, I'm 75
Betsy.
And I'm still rocking pigtails.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
What is your pigtail sales pitch?
You know what? They're disarming and charming, and everybody likes to bang a girl in pigtails. I don't care what
everybody
you say.
Likes to bang
I
a
mean,
girl
in pigtails. Cut me a break. I mean, seriously, they make you bangable. They're adorable. They're fun. I mean, and they work on the Marge.
And they work on the Marge. I want to say, Marge Senior, we got a tweet tonight from Dina Manzo, who said, I'm obsessed in a good way with Margaret's mother. She's amazing. So congratulations.
Wow.
We love Dina Manzo. Great to hear from her.
Great.
Cheyenne, I got to tell you something. You and your husband on Halloween night looked so great as Sonny and Cher.
Oh,
take
thanks.
A look.
Yeah.
Look at that. I mean, so that
look
is...
Look at my man. I know.
Yeah, your man looks really good.
Any excuse for him to put on a dress. He does it like twice a year. He looks good.
He looks gorgeous.
He looks good.
Your questions for Margaret and Cheyenne are coming in, but before we get to those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, if you've been watching Jersey this season, you know Margaret always brings the power, the pigtails, and the party. But tonight when she sat down with Dolores, she brought up her painful past. Take a look.
I was with my ex-husband since I was 24.
So he has children?
His three children. 8, 14, and 16. But then when everybody got older, they moved out. And, you know, my marriage started falling apart. It was very tumultuous. And, you know, I met Joe and I fell in love with Joe. And the worst fallout is my kids, two of them, haven't spoken to me in 6 years. And it's, you know, devastating. You know, when they say time heals all wounds, it doesn't. There's always that piece missing.
They're not having them. It's just like, that's an ache. You know, it never gets easier.
Well, here's what, Margaret. What made you open up to Dolores, and where do things stand now with you and your stepchildren today?
I opened up to Dolores because I felt bad for, you know, she's an unconventional relationship. I wanted her to realize that I relate to her and Frank, and I've had unconventional relationships. And maybe she didn't understand me, that, you know, I always realize with my pain, I always make jokes and things like that. But, you know, I'm very deep. I was always about my family. So I wanted to discuss with her what I come from and my kids and everything else. You know, we're trying to work through it. I call them my children. I don't even call them my stepkids. I'm obsessed with them. I love them. And, you know, we're just trying to work it out. Families are tough.
Yeah. All right. Second, on next week's Real Housewives of New Jersey, Dolores accuses Danielle of being on drugs and the tension level is high as a kite. Here's what. I have a sneak peek. Take a look at this.
Teresa told me something today that you had mentioned to her. Someone said that I'm medicated or on something. Are you? I thought you were off, Danielle, when you were making stuff up that I said.
I know who I am.
Your character is nothing to brag about.
I repeated something that
you
said to me that I was confused about.
Oh, you were confused? Then you should have asked me what I meant by it, if I even said it. I don't like to say the word liar. Delusion, maybe.
Delusion is really rude.
I don't care what I said about you. What are you going to do about it?
Ooh. All right.
You're so mean this year.
Okay, oh, finally on American Horror Story, cult Cheyenne might have been brutally murdered by a bunch of ravenous cult members, but since he's a Bravo superfan, which Housewives cult would he kill to be in? Here's what, let's find out with B-Cult. Don't be all uncult. Cheyenne, I'm going to show you pairs of housewives side by side like two perfect pigtails. You tell me whose Kool-Aid you would rather drink.
Who I would rather be the leader of this.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so Teresa Giudice or Lisa Vanderpump, whose cult are you going in?
Lisa.
Okay. Kim Zolciak or Tamara Judge, whose cult are you in? That's hard for you.
It is hard. Yeah. Not Kim. I think she'd kill us all. I would go with Tamara.
Okay. Danielle Staub or Sheree Whitfield.
That's good. I'm going to go with Sheree.
Okay. Yeah. Erica Jane or NeNe Leakes?
Erica Jane.
Okay. Sonia Morgan or Portia Williams?
Ooh. That's a tough one. I'm going to go... She's bat, but I'm going to go with Sonia.
Okay. Yeah. What about Vicky or Margaret? I mean...
And not just because you're here. Vicky would... No, that would be disastrous.
Okay.
Exactly.
Last up, a couple more. Bethany or Siggy Flicker?
Bethany.
Okay.
I just hung out with Bethany, the thing, and she's a big fan. She's
what about Ramona or Shannon Bador?
Oh, yeah. I'll take the poison on that one.
You're going to take the poison. Yeah. You're not going to enter either. Wow. Cheyenne is taking the poison.
Sorry.
My God. Okay, let's do one more. Candy Burris or Dolores?
Oh, Candy.
Okay, yeah. Thank you very much, Cheyenne. You cult. Don't be all uncult. That's really funny. Margaret, what is the backstory of the pigtails?
Oh.
How long has this been going on?
I mean, since I'm five. Since I'm a little girl. And I gave them up for a while, but then when I brought them back, people became obsessed with them. And when I don't wear them, people get upset.
Right.
And it is. It's fun. I go into a room, I stand out, and I'm going to tell you, when I went to Joan Rivers' house, Joan said to me, don't ever lose the pigtails. They make you stand out. I don't look like every other blonde in the room. When I walk in, I make a statement. People are like, who's that girl in the pigtails?
Right. All right.
All right.
There you go.
Why would I give them up?
Yes. Cheyenne. Alina R. said, your buddy Leah Remini was at your wedding. Were you surprised and impressed? Were you as surprised and impressed as the rest of us about her reality show?
Absolutely. I'm very proud of her. And as soon as I heard that she was going to come forward with that, I've been by her side through this. And she's so brave. That takes so much balls to do what she did.
It really does.
And continues to. This is going to be her legacy.
I'm
so proud of her.
I think you're right. Yep. I think it's really incredible. Yep. Okay, guess what? Coming up, we have more with Margaret and Cheyenne, plus a game with no Marge in for air. But first, it's Shotsky time. Now, Marge Seaver is going to help him do the honors. These two don't drink. We need one more person. Come here, Marge Senior. Oh, my God, it's the doorbell. It's the gay shark in pigtails. Oh, my God. It's the gay shark in pigtails. Come next to me, Marge Senior. Oh, my God. All right, we're going to do this all at once, okay, Marge Senior? One, two, three. Are you single right now?
I am afraid so.
Oh.
Haven't found the person.
What's your age range?
I'd like to start about 55.
Oh my gosh. Erica Jane tweeted, Cheyenne, when am I babysitting?
I told you, anytime. I'm just afraid she's gonna steal them.
You have twins.
I do. I have 13-month-old twins, and she loves them. Yes, they are.
They're super cute.
I'm going to get home tomorrow. The longest I've ever been away from them is 48 hours since they've been alive. And I've been here for 5 days doing press. And tomorrow I may give them hickeys.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Let's go to Megan from Rhode Island. Hey, Megan, what's your question?
Hey, Andy.
Hi.
Hi.
Love you. Love everything about you. Mazel. My question is for Margaret.
Okay.
I was just asking, who do you believe in the whole Danielle and Dolores situation?
Oh, good question.
That is a good question. I actually believe Danielle because, you know, it could have been taken out of context. She just said it, you know, it could have been in the heated moment. They were in discussion. I don't think Dolores meant it maliciously, but I do believe she said it in just speaking about it.
Marissa M. texted Cheyenne, how would you rate Kris Jenner's officiating skills on a scale of 1 to 10? You were at Colton and Jeff Latham's wedding, yeah. Colton Haynes.
She did great. She she was very polished and professional, looked gorgeous. It was really good. I think it must not be the first time she's done it. It was a beautiful wedding.
Let's go to Matthew from Jacksonville. Hey, Matthew, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. First and foremost, I have to say I am Bravo's number one fan. And
thank
Margaret.
You. Is your name so Matthew you. And you're a lady?
Matthew.
Oh.
I'm not a lady, but it sounds a lot like it.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry, Matthew.
It's okay. I get it all the time. Anyways, my question is for Cheyenne. What is your most favorite season of American Horror Story, and what's your least favorite?
Sorry, Matthew.
Favorite American Horror Story and least favorite. Thank you, Matthew.
Thank you, Matt. Favorite.
Which season?
Favorite season actually is this season. I think it's the scariest because there's no supernatural element. It's really just people, and you know, there's not a boogeyman under the bed, and I think that's scary. My least favorite? I don't know. I think they're all pretty good. I would say maybe Freak Show. Just because I'm thinking about it.
Okay, let's go to Caden from Missouri. See if I put my foot in my mouth on this one. Hey, Caden, what's your question?
Hi, my question's for Margaret. Margaret, you're my favorite New Jersey housewife. Do you think it's a good idea for Teresa and Melissa to be in business together?
Do I think it's a good idea for Teresa and Melissa? Yeah, I think it's fine. They're family members. I think it's great. You know, the Gorga restaurant's fabulous. I think it's great. I think it's fine for family members to be in business together. I mean, you're family members. What are you going to do? You can't dump each other. You're stuck.
Right.
I mean.
Okay, thank you, Caden. Anything else?
Caden's a guy.
Caden, I know Caden's a guy. I didn't yeah. question that okay, whatsoever. Just... Thought didn't cross my head okay. whatsoever. It's game time, everybody. Margaret and Mike Sr. have so much in common. They work together. They look like twins. They have the same freaking name. But when you get down to it, how far did the pigtails fall from the tree? Let's find out with Pigtail It Like It Is. Cheyenne, our announcer, Paul, will read some scintillating factoids about one of the blood relatives flanking you, and it's your job to charge the marge to whom you think it pertains. Paul, what's our first fact?
This lady once had a sex dream about Spock from Star Trek. Was it Margaret or Marge Senior?
Cheyenne, which one is it?
Marge Senior.
It is Marge Senior. Wow, okay, what's our next fact, Paul?
This lady says she has a longer tongue than Andy and Gene Simmons. Is it Margaret or Marge Senior?
Margaret.
Is it Margaret? I think mine might be
magic.
Margaret. All right, next up. Next up. Why your tongue is blue, I don't know.
I was drinking lozenges. Okay. I was having lozenges.
Okay. All right, Paul, what's the next one?
This woman nearly fainted after receiving a coffee enema. Was it Margaret or Marge Senior?
I'm going to say Marge Senior.
No, it's Margaret.
Okay.
Last fact, Paul.
The craziest place this lady has had sex is in a cemetery. Was it Margaret or Marge Senior?
Cheyenne?
Just because I want it to be true, Marge Senior.
Is that true, Marge Senior?
It
yes.
is.
Marge Senior. Unbelievable.
Well, you know it was
the Nixon years, and you had to do something to have fun.
It was the Nixon years, she said. You had to do something to have fun. Thanks for playing. Both Marges win a Mazel off-the-shoulder sweatshirt. And Cheyenne wins a Real Men Watch Bravo t-shirt. Both available at shopbybravo.com. Cheyenne, Natalie B. texted, do you ever regret turning down being on The Bachelor? When were you offered to be on The Bachelor?
Oh, it wasn't like a flat-out offer. It was after I did Elvis on Broadway. A lot of these kind of things were coming in, and they kind of floated the idea. They said, would you ever be interested to be on The Bachelor? And I was like, it's probably not a good idea. Right.
That's very funny.
Yeah. I got a similar call.
Really?
Like, based on a picture, like,
yeah,
in an article, and I said, Yeah, not a good idea.
Yeah, I'll watch it.
Yeah. Angela R. texted, Margaret, do you think Teresa needs to be more strict with her girls?
No, I don't think so. You know what? They're all fun. They're a great, fun family. The girls are fun. No, I think they're everyone's great. Her girls are, well, fabulous.
Let's go to Sabrina from Corona. Hey, Sabrina, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
You're amazing. Thanks. Belly rubs to Waka. Miss Margaret, you're beautiful and 100% classy. But
thank
my question
you.
Is for Mr. Cheyenne, please.
Yes. Okay.
Your babies are beautiful.
Thank you.
Which one of the Real Housewives scares you the most?
Oh, which housewife scares you the most?
That is hard.
Any city.
There are so many that are so scary. I'm going to go with Vicky. I'm going to go with the OG.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? She scares you.
I just feel like, and I'm not a doctor, even though I play one on TV.
Okay.
I just feel like, yeah, I just, right. She seems like a nice lady, but yeah, I mean, and when she came down the stairs with that sheet on her.
Oh, that was amazing.
Oh, no.
It's time for my Mazel of the day. It goes to the news that Hamilton will be heading to Puerto Rico in early 2019 for a 3-week run, with Lin-Manuel Miranda reprising the titular role. No news yet on who will be taking on the other lead role of Aaron Burr, but if I were a betting man, yeah, Bethany, that's who I think. Today's Jackal goes to the news that Paris will soon be installing sparkling water fountains all over the city. I mean, you know, here I thought the most pretentious thing to come from France was Marion Cotillard. I mean, sparkling water fountains. It's kind of amazing, though, right?
Eggs a la Francaise.
Yes. Thank you, Luann. I want to thank Margaret Cheyenne and Marge Senior for being here. Tomorrow night, Rosie O'Donnell and Troy Behar. It's a beautiful reunion. Thank you so much. The after show is here with Margaret and Cheyenne and Marge Senior. I want to say... I want to say that Cheyenne just pointed something so interesting out, which was that you have been on with three times with three housewives whose first time it was on the show. And they were?
Gretchen and Erica Jane.
And Marge.
No, Marge.
Wow.
I know.
That's amazing.
I'm like the buffer. I'm like the whisperer.
He's the housewife whisperer.
I know, honestly.
I make it easy.
Yes.
By the way, Marge Senior, it is unconventional to name your daughter after you, right?
Well, you know, it was really, it is unconventional, but, you know, I was born in Hungary.
Okay.
So when she was born, my father was at my bedside, and, you know, I said, name her after you.
Wow. That's amazing. Let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Andy. It's Brittany. How are you?
Great. Hey, Brittany.
Hey, my question's for Margaret.
Okay.
Margaret, my question is, you did the whole service for Teresa in remembering her mother after she passed. Why didn't you invite Ziggy and Dolores? Did you not think it was important?
I did not invite Ziggy and Dolores. They actually, Danielle did a group text that morning to invite them to yoga. I was, you know, I had come along, and I didn't realize when we got into the van to go, they just weren't there. So it didn't even click to me that they weren't showing up. I thought maybe they'll show up at the club somewhere, you know, later in the time. But it was so spur of the moment that I put that ceremony together that they just weren't there. It wasn't not purposely not to invite them. They just didn't show up for yoga. They never responded.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Andy. My name is Trey, and I am from Jeffersonville, Indiana.
Hey, what's your question?
Hey, just wanted to say mazel to you and Marion Cotillard to you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Margaret, I wanted to say I love your earrings and your shoes.
Oh, thank you.
And Cheyenne, I wanted to ask you, I know that you've worked on numerous seasons of American Horror Story.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask, do you still keep in touch with Lady Gaga?
I do. Yeah, we spoke about a couple weeks ago.
Nice.
Yeah.
I love the documentary about Lady Gaga. It was incredible.
She just unzips her guts and just...
Yeah, she does. It was really incredible to me to see how much pain she's in.
She's in a lot of pain. She's in a lot of pain, yeah.
Is that all from dancing or...
It's a lot of different things.
Right.
A lot of different things. But she has great doctors and she has a great attitude.
Yeah.
She's gonna be fine.
Wow. Yeah. Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Andy. My name is Joe. I'm from Long Island.
Hey, Joe. What's your question?
My question is for Margaret. Okay. Margaret, have you ever met any of the former housewives like the Manzos or Jacqueline?
Oh, good question.
Yeah, that is a good question. No, I've never met Jacqueline before, but I've met Kathy Waqili.
Uh-huh.
And she's a doll, and I love her. But I've never met, I've never met the Manzos either.
Got it.
But I'm sure they're lovely, and I would love to.
last call of the night. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, my name is Christine, and I'm calling from Miami, Florida.
Hi, Christine.
Hi, Andy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm well. Hi, Margaret. Hi, Mr. Cheyenne Jackson.
Hey.
My question is actually for Cheyenne.
Okay.
I just want to bring it back in the day when you used to say, Miss Jackson, if you're nasty. question for you. I want to do a huge throwback to Xanadu. So
yes.
It's a two-part question. First question is, what do you prefer, the movie or the show? And I think I know the answer. And second question was, how is it skating in those nice Daisy Duke shorts?
How is skating in those?
Yeah, how was that for performing?
Oh, okay. So do I like the movie better of Xanadu or the play?
Yes.
Well, the play.
Of course, because you were in the play.
Of course, because I was in it.
Yes.
Although the movie has a wonderful camp factor. And then how was it performing in shorts? A little dicey.
Yeah.
Because we performed in the round and people were all up behind us, so people were all up in stuff.
Did you ever have, your nut fall out or anything?
Close.
Yeah. Anytime I can say nut on the air,
nut's good.
I will
nuts
do
fun.
It. You brought a present.
I brought
for
a
me?
Present
that
for
is
you.
So
I
nice
think it's
of
very.
Thanks, Joe. Great to see you, Joe. I love to see Joe. This is so nice of you and so unnecessary.
No,
I might add.
No, it's necessary.
I love Jonathan Adler, and even if it's just the box. Oh my God, this is incredible.
It's a chill pill.
It is a chill pill.
It's a chill pill.
Wow, this is gorgeous. This is gorgeous.
For the clubhouse. So when people get soggy or, or they act out of control.
It's a chill pill for the club. It's funny because I was thinking I might bring it home to my house.
You can.
Actually.
You can bring it home to your house.
But it actually would be great for the clubhouse. It's kind of perfect. So we're going to find a place for this in the clubhouse. Actually, I feel like... I feel like these are kind of boring. So let's get rid of these.
Oh, I'm so happy.
We'll put it there, but we need to I'm gonna lie it down so it doesn't. But control room, can we figure out a way to put it like that? Yeah. Okay. And then we can dump these cheap ass, those mean nothing to us. That's very exciting.
Very good addition.
By the way,
I'm so happy you like it.
I just want you to know that I get gifts. We get gifts a lot at Watch What Happens Live from people saying, this is for the clubhouse. We want you to put it in here, but we never actually do. So I want you to know, that's getting an automatic green light.
Oh,
it's
I'm
a
so
great
happy.
Gift.
I'm
Thank
honored.
You so much.
I know.
Thank you. That was really wow.
You're very, very
loud. You're doing a great job on the show. Thank you, Cheyenne Jackson. Everybody watch American Horror Story. Marge Sr., you better come back. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, man, live TV. You know, that sweet guy, Matthew. I thought it was a girl on the phone. See, this is the kind of thing. I'm a codependent guy, and I hate hurting someone's feelings. And I just hate to think this sweet person called the show and said they love Bravo. And then I said, wait, you're a girl with the name Matthew? How dumb am I, by the way? I did that shot. That's all I had to drink. So I'll beat myself up about that for the next 90 minutes. I feel bad. And then I just looked at my Twitter and there's a tweet. Why are you being so heteronormative tonight? You know what? Everyone is outraged. Everyone is outraged. Anyway, I'm outraged that game wasn't longer. Sorry, I'm taking my makeup off. Because I loved Marge Sr. and Margaret. I thought that was really funny. Like, really funny. Anyway, thanks for listening. Tomorrow night is going to be epic. Rosie O'Donnell, Joy Behar. Be there or be square.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me,
DJ Fuse,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.
Are you tired of dating assholes? Do you want a Prince Charming? If so, we're filming a reality show. Sign up here.
12 American women are flown over to the UK for a bachelor-style reality dating show.
There are so many questions about a show like this because it's so odd.
These women have been told that they were going to be dating the world's most eligible bachelor, Prince Harry.
What? Y'all playing with me, right?
You can binge The Bachelor of Buckingham Palace exclusively on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app.